Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
And thanks for doing the job. Yours.
Thanks. So, and we move to the next one. Water supply and sanitation. So, Alan, could I ask you 5 minutes of your time?
Hello everyone. Yeah, it was a very interesting session. It was a combination of Portuguese and English. So my understanding levels rose and fell accordingly. We had five presentations. One on aid effectiveness in the water and sanitation sector from Cathy in Jersey. One on water in Guinea-Bissau from Adriano, Rodala and colleagues. One from Manuela on the Cap Verde and from the water source provision. One on Luanda and access to water issues presented by Gabrielle, who disagreed with me on something, but I've never quite found out what it is. I don't know. Talk to you afterwards. And Alexandra was talking about the experience of the water supply in metropolitan Maputo. So, am I summarising all of that?
No.
Wow.
Just me.
That's enormous amount. Okay, so Cathy in Jersey presented an analysis of the aid effectiveness agenda, particularly in Uganda, Bangladesh and Ethiopia, and really concluded that rather than differences between sectors in succeeding in being more effective and harmonising and aligning approaches, the issue is more about the governance surrounding the sector, the governance in different countries being more important than the differences between sectors within those countries. And particularly looking at the system, the way the government system works, was deemed extremely important. They were questioned, and an interesting question, I think, on the issue of how far NGOs really address this aid effectiveness agenda. And that's an important question, because often they're left outside of the mainstreaming of aid harmonisation and alignment. So we had a good discussion there. The technology was letting us down a little bit, but the presentation was great and the discussion very interesting. Then we had a very demonstrative presentation from Adriana on the experience of the water and poverty relationship in Guinea-Bissau, where he really emphasised, I think, the problems of water quality and presented some extremely disturbing findings on the quality of water that people in a particular island in Guinea-Bissau suffer from, where water is actually going down to a pH value of 2.5, which is more acidic than Coca-Cola, we were told, which isn't very nice, I'm sure, for consumers. And he was suggesting some very practical solutions to addressing that problem, such as neutralising the acidic content of water with various low-cost, low-technology solutions, including drops of bleach added to the water, but certainly a very practical and interesting and very a very forceful presentation. Then we had a presentation on the Cape Verde Islands and the challenge of a low rainfall environment and providing water to populations where there's a lack of groundwater, and an emphasis on the provision of desalinized water in that case. And a useful idea or a useful set of ideas on how best to address the provision of desalinated water in that context. We had a presentation on Luanda and access to water there. And again, I think perhaps coming through the session was the issue of managing the resource, but actually protecting the resource and ensuring the resource itself is your first point of call, understanding the resource. What do you have available? Really understanding what your supply is like and projecting how it's going to behave under different demand conditions came through strongly. And Luanda, the access issue there is one of the groundwater being salinated or increasingly salinated, if I'm right. When you extract, you have intrusion from the sea, the coastline, creating a problem of saline groundwater, which is common in many countries and many places, including the Gaza Strip. So maybe have a look at what's happening in Gaza, Gabriel. Maputo was a very interesting presentation, I think, on multi-criteria analysis applied to a major metropolitan area in Africa, 2.5 million people, and assessing how best to address where and how to intervene in different areas according to the level of poverty in different parts of the city. And really, again, another issue coming through, how to address the question of informal providers who are very important in, I think, in all these cases, certainly in Luanda, but also in Maputo, they're very important, independent water vendors. And what was taxing Manuela and colleagues? Or Alessandra? Alessandra and colleagues. Was how to address this issue of the spaghetti, they called it, which is a nice way of putting it. All these pipes leading from the official system that were feeding the informal water vendors. And so addressing it without disturbing it too much, though not, creating enemies, if you like, in the water vending community, but trying to incorporate them slowly over time in a better managed metropolitan water supply system. So I thought that was a very, very interesting presentation. And I live in Addis, and that's a city that desperately needs some multi-criteria analysis applied to water supply. So maybe an opportunity there for some link. So I thought three kind of summary issues came out. This is my take on it, so you may disagree. The resource protection issue, the challenge, particularly when it's groundwater, is understanding the resource and how it behaves. And knowledge and information, data on that, and applying it effectively within decision-making environments is extremely important and difficult. And maybe that's the determinant of how pessimistic or optimistic we should be, is how much do we know about the resource. Then this issue of formal and informal, the challenge of managing the relationship between informal and formal providers. Maybe it didn't come through in all the presentations, but there was certainly, even in the Guinea-Bissau presentation, very strong reference to where people put their sanitary facilities and where they put their water supply facilities, and the problems of lack of planning and the two being too close together leading to contamination. So, again, something to do with the decision-making environment and the level of knowledge, information, and how better to plan provision. So, the relationship between the formal and the informal came through very strongly, I think, in certainly four out of the five presentations. And then finally, the decision-making process. So this is the politics and the power stuff, but, how it was very interesting in Alessandra's presentation, the slides where they put up some future scenarios, had "this is draft" written across it very, very clearly. Because, anything that shows what they might do in the future with these informal providers, if it gets out of this cozy academic environment into the real world of the informal sector in Maputo, they may create all sorts of problems for their management and decision-making processes. So, I thought the decision-making process and how best to develop it and share it was the third major issue. That was